rumahmu, jadilah laku juga bahagiamu. Bahagiaku pasti berbagi, takdir kita selalu kecuali. Tiap kau jatuh hati kali ini, hampir habis dayaku membuktikan padamu ada cinta yang nyata setia. Hadir setiap hari, tak tega biarkan kau sendiri. Meski seringkali kau malah asyik sendiri, karena kau tak lihat terkadang malaikat tak bersayap, tak cemerlang, tak rupawan. Namun kasih ini silakan kau adu, malaikat juga tahu siapa yang jadi juaranya. Hampamu takkan hilang semalam oleh pacar impian, tetapi kesempatan untukku yang mungkin tak sempurna, tapi siap untuk diuji. Ku percaya diri, cintaku lah yang sejati. Namun tak kau lihat, terkadang malaikat bersayap, tak cemerlang, tak rupawan. Namun kasih ini silakan kau adu, malaikat juga tahu siapa yang jadi juaranya.
Do you believe in wonders? In the warmth that touches your heart? In the wind that brings joy to your soul? It's a calling which starts you on a journey, awakens all of your senses, there are smiles and laughter, embracing and welcoming. Your heart leaps. To a land that takes you in its heritage, in the richness of its culture, in the liveliness of its people.
Today's diplomatic order highlights Indonesian embassy in Tokyo welcomes close friendship between Indonesia and Miyagi Prefecture. The Indonesian embassy in Tokyo, Japan welcomes the growing friendship between Indonesia and Miyagi Prefecture, Japan, which has been reflected in various forms of cooperation that benefit both parties. According to Indonesian Deputy Ambassador to Japan, Maria Renata Hutagalung, the Miyagi Indonesia Prefectural Association has been established since July 2024, and an agreement has been made between Miyagi and the Indonesian Ministry of Manpower regarding the placement of Indonesian migrant workers since July 2023. Reported by Antara, while attending the Miyagi Ambassador Summit in Miyagi Prefecture, Maria said these things were evidence of close friendship and mutual optimism to increase Indonesia economic cooperation with Miyagi. Regarding the Miyagi Ambassador Summit 2025 held by the Miyagi Prefectural Government, he stated that the agenda provides an opportunity for Indonesia to find out business prospects, investment, tourist attraction, and cooperation with Miyagi. Moreover, in addition to Miyagi Prefecture, MAS 2025 also involves Fukushima and Iwate prefectures, thus potentially forming a joint economic network that is increasingly beneficial. Meanwhile, the government of Miyagi, Yoshihiro Murai, in his speech appreciated the support and development cooperation with friendly countries, including Indonesia, especially after the big earthquake that hit eastern Japan or Tohoku. According to Murai, Miyagi Prefecture has been able to recover so far because of the support of all countries, and his parties will continue to cooperate with other countries. According to the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo, MAS 2025 participants participated in various activities during the event. These included a calligraphy performance from Ikue Sendai High School, a visit to Zuiganji Shrine, an introduction to Michinoku coastal path tours, and popular culinary culture in the Tohoku region. And that's Diplomatic Order.
Aku tersiksa melihat semuanya berubah. Mengapa kau tak mau tahu bagaimana hati ini tanpa cintamu? Oh, di mana
West Papua. Pristine land. In the Western Pacific Ocean. Ancient culture. A world of wonder. Mysterious and magical. The life of a tribe in sync with nature. West Papua's archipelago. Extremely rich sea life. Adorned with emeralds of islands. Sprawling protected in front of the coast. A heaven for divers. The richest marine biodiversity in the world. Home to majestic phantoms of the ocean. In an amazing setting where Makarero greets guests an amazing sea adventure the best of fish and travel in style and comfort is always only a short trip away, always reminding us life is beautiful, amazing cultures, and lovely sea. West Papua, wonderful.
Through the storm. berserang, hari berlalu, jejak langkah menapak harapan baru. Bertahan menanjak tangga menuju hingga langit ketuju. Terbanglah aku, hari berjalan, waktu maju ke depan, hidup sekarang. Bertahan menanjak tangga menuju hingga langit ketujuh. Terbanglah aku,
in North Sumatra, people live colorful lives. And nature continues to fascinate both the locals and visitors from all walks of life. A delightful escape. with a sense of adventure. In the hidden paradise of Sumatra, experience the awesome nature. Understand the connection to ancient cultures, like dancing for ancestors, a colorful tradition, joyful yet also potent. Mystifying rituals. Proud people of the mountains. At the coast and in the cities. Remarkable diversity. A bustling city. A multicultural Mecca. Peaceful harmony. Incredible culinary. Astonishing wood carving. This is North Sumatra. The land. Also the people. Friendly faces and genuine warmth. Wonderful Indonesia.
Thank you. city size reaches 102.47 square kilometer, with average height of 8 meters above the sea level. Palembang lies in a quite strategic location as it passes through the main road or Lintas Sumatra that connects areas on Sumatra Island. In addition, Palembang also has Musi River and Ampera Bridge that function as the means of transportation and interregional trade. Climate in Palembang is tropical, with rainfall ranging from 2,000 mm to 3,000 mm per year. Air humidity ranges from 75 to 89% with sun illumination of 45%. Soil topography is relatively superficial and low. Most of lands there, which are 0 to 20 meters above the sea level, are marshy, that they are flooded in the rainy season. Palembang people belong to Malay ethnic group and use Malay language with local dialect that is now known as Palembang language. Local people generally use Palembang language as daily language. Besides, natives, non-natives from Java, Minangkabau, Madura, Bugis and Banjar, as well as descendants from China, Arab and India, also live in Palembang. Listener, do you know there's an interesting thing from Palembang, which is its special traditional food, pempek or fish cake?
Pempek kapal selam, terkenal di mana-mana, kalau makan sama cuka, alangkah lemak rasanya.
The interesting thing from Palembang is its typical traditional food, which is pempek. What is pempek? Palembang has a quite big number of Chinese communities. Foods like pempek or tekwan or soup with sago flour fish balls made from fish leave strong Chinese taste among Palembang people. Pempek is Palembang traditional food that has been popular all over Indonesia, with the local freshwater fish ikan belida and sago as the basic ingredients. Palembang people have successfully developed the basic ingredients into various kinds of pempek by varying fillings and other additional ingredients like chicken eggs, fish shell, and tahu or tofu. Various kinds of pempek in Palembang include pempek kapal selam, pempek lenjer, and so on. Palembang people usually eat pempek with blackish thick sauce made from boiled brown sugar, chili, and fried shrimp. The sauce is commonly called cuko or vinegar sauce. Here is the explanation of the Head of Information Division at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Husni, about pempek.
Pempek itu asal katanya apek-apek.
Pempek derives from the word apek-apek. Chinese people call it so. They were newly arrived in Chinese in Indonesia and male Chinese with pigtail that rode becak or pedicab. While Palembang, big people became errands. When people wanted to eat, they just asked them to buy or make food.
At first, Palembang people made food for consumption instead of for business like Chinese people wanted. First pempek was made in Sepuluh Hulu, Palembang. Do you know that the basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish? About belida fish, the basic ingredients of pempek. This is what was explained by the Head of Information Section at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Husni.
Well, belida fish is number one because the fish is special for pempek. Pempek is made from sago, garama. The fish is belida or belido in Palembang language.
Thank you.
basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish. According to people in South Sumatra, belida means a creator, which is good at diplomacy. It consists of word, namely, bi meaning to have, and lida meaning tongue, to have a way with words. Belida fish in Indonesian language is also called lopis or belido. And how are the characteristics of belida fish, which is considered rare, threatened, and barely found in Musi River?
Ke mulut matonyo mejeng mertuo lewat mati ditelen kecil keras sudah diaso asak bae iwaknyo teraso digoreng pake minyak kelapo jadi nambah lemak ratonyo.
Medium size, maximum length is 100 cm and average weight is a half to 1 kg. In the natural habitat, it can be 2 to 4 kg. Its body shape is flat with small head and its nape looks bent over. Upper jaw is far from eyes. Small scales cover its body. Scales in its back are gray and in the front one are silverish white. In the sides of the scales, there are white circles like black balls, surrounded by white circles. This is the explanation of Siddhartha Gautama from Palembang General Waters Fisheries Research Agency about Belida fish.
Belida fish has eggs with quite big diameters, and the number of eggs is not many like other fish. For instance, arowana or freshwater decorative fish has rather big eggs that the number of eggs produced is small. Some say if fish has quite big eggs, the number of eggs would be few. So Belida fish may be one of them.
Siddhartha Gautama from General Waters Fisheries Research Agency also explained that Belida fish is now rare and threatened to extinct. Siddhartha added things that cause Belida fish in the brink of extinction and no longer found in Musi River.
It is true that Belida fish is rare and hard to get. So it is impossible to use it to make pempek in Palembang. It is now substituted with other fish.
Siddhartha Gautama from the General Waters Fishery Research Agency added, though Belida fish is hard to find, one day it may emerge again in Palembang.
It is hard to find indeed, but it can be found in Kalimantan or Riau, so it does not totally extinct. In other places, there is a chance for cultivation.
Well, listener, how do people in Palembang...
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App.
Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline, read by Ray. Indonesia is the most serious country in holding the Musabah Tilawatil Quran. National Board of Zakat sends aid to Gaza. And now the news in details. The first news. Indonesia Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar said that Indonesia is the most serious country in holding the Musabah Tilawatil Quran and organizing in stages and regularly every year. He said this during the opening of the 4th International Holy Quran Competition of Indonesia 2025 in Jakarta, which carries the theme Al-Quran, Environment and Humanity for Global Harmony.
Di seluruh dunia, termasuk dunia Islam, urusan musabaqah.
All over the world, including in Islamic countries, no country has a Quran recitation competition as structured as Indonesia. I have visited many countries and none of them hold